Welcome back to Stop Shooting on Yourself and Instead Live a Wabi-Sabi Life. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, we're going to get into that, but I have to tell you, it has a lot to do with imperfection. Like, I'm going to ask you to ignore if there's a light on my face, like the last video. I can't tell because I don't see myself right now. And am I going to re-record that video? Absolutely not, because imperfection is a requirement of this course, and I am an example of that. That is what wabi-sabi means. So it's like perfect timing to have any tech issues or whatever in the making of this course. So let's talk about what wabi-sabi means. This is the concept that we are going to be striving for or moving forward toward in the action steps of this module. Instead of shooting on yourself, you're going to practice living a wabi-sabi life through the means of the action steps. Let's talk about first what wabi-sabi means, obviously. So wabi-sabi is a Japanese concept, with wabi meaning rustic simplicity or understated elegance, and sabi meaning taking pleasure in the imperfect. Now, I should say, this is sabi, the sabi portion is highlighting not just tolerating imperfection, not just like, okay, I'm just gonna let that go. It means absolutely taking pleasure in the imperfection of life. So, like, delighting in it. I often use the example of when I am driving too fast, which doesn't happen very often, I promise. Yeah, it does. When I'm driving too fast, the universe, what for whatever reason, puts a slow driver in front of me, and I usually get bent out of shape, especially back in my fertility days. But now I think, oh, I'm getting bent out of shape. Okay, let me check. Oh, that's you, Maria, being harried again. Okay. There you are, and there's your evidence that you need to slow down again. P.S. You are loved unconditionally, even when you are harried. And this is how I talk to myself. Can you imagine being able to be comfortable enough with yourself, compassionate enough with yourself, to actually be like that toward yourself? Like, kind of even jokey, right? Like, there you go again, please. The other day I actually, I know what I did. I was putting gravy through a sieve to get all the chunks out. And I did a first batch, and I put the sieve over a bowl and put the gravy in and got all the chunks out. And then the second batch that I did, I had the sieve, put the gravy in, and realized that it was over the sink. It was totally over the sink. I just lost all the gravy down the sink. And I laughed at myself and said, I just pulled a Maria. And my husband's like, oh God, what did you do now? I was like, I don't want to talk about it. It's just a Maria move. That is living a wabi-sabi life, being able to laugh and find joy in your own imperfections. And I want you to imagine what it'll be like for you to be able to laugh like that when you screw up, or when things don't go exactly how you expected them to go, that you could actually delight in some of this. Now, I'm not talking about trauma, because trauma is not something to delight in. I'm talking about not beating yourself up over small things. Okay, so there's a difference there and a caveat there that I want to highlight strongly. Okay, let's move into the action steps. How are you going to move toward stopping the beating of yourself up? How are you gonna stop kicking that puppy? And how you are going to be more in this energy, this vibe of wabi-sabi?